Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Get ready to get motivated to take your fitness to the next level with Magnum Opus Coaching, providing expert guidance in fitness, health, and wellness. Their approach recognizes the intricate connections within your life, striving for balance and perfect imperfection to meet the needs and goals of their clients. With us today is the owner and founder, Nell Fox. Nell is a five-time Boston qualifying marathoner and has completed over 30 marathon ultra marathons. She's a certified running coach through RRCA, a TRX qualified coach, a certified Institute for Integrative Nutrition Health Coach, a NASM certified personal trainer, and a USATF Level 1 track and field coach. Her team aims to help athletes feel supported, empowered, and enriched along their pursuits to maximize their potential and achieve their greatest goals. They celebrate the beauty and integrity found in embracing their journey towards your own vision of great work. They offer a variety of services, including personal training, endurance, it's nutrition, health and running coaching, race preparation, performance assessment and gait analysis, compression, red and near infrared therapy, and infrared sauna. Welcome to the show, Nell. It's great to have you on today.
I'm so excited to be here, Dawn. Thank you for having me.
This is so great. We actually met at Strong Figure Boot Camp. I don't even remember what year that was. It was a few years ago.
Yeah, I think I coached there up through 2019. So...
okay.
A while ago.
A while ago. And we were working. It was pre-COVID. And we worked out at a god-awful time in the morning for me.
But you were so happy, even though it was early. And I know that's hard. It's hard to be positive when you just want to go back to bed.
Yes. Yes. Laughers, if any of you feel that 6 a.m. is too early for you to work out, please say so in the comments. I will feel not alone anymore.
You're not alone.
But since then, you have been on quite the journey yourself, and now we are sitting in your fitness studio, well, fitness, wellness, and health studio, and you're doing extraordinary work here, so I'm excited to talk about your story and share that with the laughers, and hopefully, I actually am confident they're going to walk away with some wisdom nuggets that are going to help them in their own journey, because all of us, I want to feel better. So this is going to be a really great time. I'd like to start with you completing over 30 marathons and ultra marathons. Are you crazy?
Sometimes I wonder.
Can you?
Hey, laughers, Tisha here. You know what goes great with this podcast? Free Popsters gourmet popcorn. We're so excited to sponsor this podcast, highlighting some of the most wonderful people in the Shenandoah Valley. To show our love for you laughers, we're giving you 15% off today at prepopsters.com. That's PREPOPSTEROUS.com. Use promo code LAUGH15.
It's really remarkable, though. Can you share what inspired you to make those goals for yourself?
Sure. I think it's kind of a long process getting to that point where I wanted to run so long for so far and so many times. But really the impetus for my whole endurance running journey came after having children. And, you know, as a part to care for myself and to have sacred time for myself. But ultra running really came into the mix following my first divorce. So, you know, my children were leaving my house every other weekend and I did not know what to do with myself. I felt lost. I felt sad. Mm-hmm. I you know, kind of lost a big part of my identity as a mother during those weekends. You know, of course you don't stop being a mom, but you're trying to figure out like, okay, but what then? I used to do all these things with my kids on the weekends. And I actually started trail running, getting into trail running. And before you knew it, like I was signing up for some ultra running races and even going on some big vacations during the time that my kids weren't with me in the summer, just like going out west and doing some mountain ultras and things like that. And so that's really the impetus. It's just, it was something that I could do that kind of helped me find myself again and give some purpose to these big chunks of time that I suddenly had.
Yeah. For those laughers that may not be familiar with the distance of an ultramarathon, I'll tell you what I know, and then you can let me know if that's correct or not, what I think I know. There are ultramarathons are typically either 50 miles or 100 miles. Am I on
those? Those would be considered ultramarathon distances. An ultramarathon technically is anything longer than 26.2 miles. So typically most ultra races begin at 50K, which is 31 miles, and then go upwards. Now they have 200 and 250 mile races. I have no desire.
Okay.
There's no desire in me to run beyond 100 miles. And even that is a lot of work.
I would say.
Yeah. So, yeah. But the
trail, yeah.
We won't talk too much about the trails, but I do love the repetitiveness of running. It really brings a lot of peace to my soul. And I mean, just being able to see and experience the world by foot, you're going at a much slower pace than you would if you were on a bike or in a car, but fast enough that you don't feel like you're out there just all day slowly moving. There's just nothing like it. So,
wow.
I love it. I know not everyone loves it, and that's okay.
Yeah. But. What was your first ultra marathon experience like? Did you finish it and you felt good, or was it a nightmare or somewhere in between?
So my first ultra, I was training for this night race called Rats, Race Against the Sun.
Okay.
And it's a nighttime race. It's 40 miles. You don't know what the trail is until like an hour before. You don't know what the course is until like an hour before the race. And
whoa.
Yeah, it's really intense, but I had to run a 50K in order to participate. My first race was technically a marathon. I registered for a trail marathon in Roanoke in Carvin's Cove. And in that marathon, I went ahead and just added on the 6 miles at the end. I got, or it's like a little over 5 additional miles. I had gotten permission from the race director to just add on miles, but
okay.
Because of the timing piece.
Yeah.
And so I had a really great trail marathon. It was about a month and a half after my first ever marathon. And I felt great. I had no expectations. I was just trying to check that box. And, you know, I think that's a really important little nugget. You know, if we're looking for nuggets, is when you're doing something you've never done before, keep those expectations low. Be kind to yourself.
I think that's a good note.
And, you know, when you do that, everything beyond reaching that goal exceeds expectations is going to leave you on cloud nine. So,
isn't that a good note for us all laughers? I mean, I'm hard on myself, a little bit too hard on myself. So I've been learning about self-compassion and how important that is.
It's so important.
I think a lot of us do that. Mm-hmm. You know, we can be our own worst enemy.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would never talk to other people sometimes the way we talk to ourselves.
I agree with that. That's one piece of solid advice I got from my therapist too, is when you're facing a challenge or stress and that type of thing, think about the person, you know, someone you love very deeply. For me, you know, one of those is my son, right? And how would you talk to your child? And they were facing a challenge, and then that's how you would talk to yourself. I thought that was really solid advice and very helpful.
Yeah, that's huge. You know, within all of us is a child as well who had unmet needs. And
yes.
So just even looking back in time and looking at yourself in a situation where you really struggled is going to help you practice that compassion.
Absolutely. And give yourself an atta girl, atta boy, or atta they, you know.
Exactly.
Exactly. I like that. So what inspired you then after these experiences running all these ultra marathons to open up Magnum Opus Coaching?
Well, you know, a big part of my journey has been people asking me questions about how I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been very open about my journey. I think that's one thing about me, just very willing to share my experience, be very authentic,
mm-hmm.
And not sugarcoat it. Like, you know, training is hard and the balls drop regularly. Something's going to give at any given point. And so at the end of the day, I was very curious about, well, do I really know what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. You know, because more or less self-coached. And so I decided I wanted to get certified. I wanted to learn as much as I could about the science behind coaching, also understanding that coaching is an art. And so as I would provide, you know, coaching plans, starting to understand like, hey, it's got to be flexible. It's got to be adaptable. Getting that reminder to myself as a coach,
mm-hmm.
That there are so many ways to a specific destination, you could say, and trying to figure out which one is going to best serve, you know, my person that I'm mm-hmm. supporting. So getting certified was huge for me. And for a while, like during the pandemic, and the years following, I supported a small amount of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just continued to grow. And that's really important to me. Like, not only do I want to serve individual people, it's serving a community. We have a wonderful community here, of people who want to take care of themselves and who find a lot of, confidence, in themselves by proving that they can do things that previously they thought they could not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Magnum Opus Coaching is about great work, however you define great work to be. You know, I've worked with athletes who run a 240 marathon, but I've also worked with athletes who run a 530 or a 6-hour marathon. And the person that's running the 240 is working the same amount as hard mm-hmm. as the person running 6 hours. It all comes down to capacity. It comes down to genetics. It comes down to mindset. It comes down to commitment. And so the coaching piece, being along that journey with each client, is really powerful for me, just being able to support them, encourage them, help them adjust. So the coaching business came out of, you know, just that love and passion and supporting people and helping them believe that they can, when sometimes, you know, there's a voice on your shoulder that's saying, no, you can't. You can't. You're not good enough. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the business exists, I would say.
Okay. And that Magnum Opus is a bit of an unusual name.
Yeah.
Tell us what that means and how you came up with it.
Sure. So Magnum Opus means great work in Latin.
Nice.
So actually lots of musicians, artists, and writers would refer to their masterpiece as their Magnum Opus.
Okay.
So it's actually very classical in nature and creative in nature. And when you think about building a life, you are creating your great work is your life. Your great work is the legacy you leave behind. And the legacy you leave behind is built day in and day out. And it's not defined by anyone else but yourself. And so, you know, the idea behind this is, you know, in order to do great work, you have to feel great first.
Mm-hmm.
So I often talk about, you know, feel great, do great. When we feel good, we're happy. We're able to move our bodies. Therefore, we are healthier. We are able to show up for work, show up for our families. We're able to charge the community and help the community heal. So in my mindset, you know, if you feel great, then you can change the world.
Self-care, self-care, self-care.
Yes, and it's such a buzzword, but what does it mean? It's not just an Epsom salt bath. It's, you know, it's so much more. It's about extending that grace that you were talking about mm-hmm. to yourself. It's about the inner dialogue you have. It's about, okay, what balls are going to drop this week because I've got this coming up for work. And, you know, my kids have this and I have a lot of clients. I have a client training for a 100K race in a few weeks. And he's like, this week is crazy. My kids are sick and I've got lots of work obligations. I'm like, that's all training. You're training to get through this and like you're building your mindset. So if your volume isn't as high, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be ready. Because, you know, 100K is 62 miles. So it's a long way to go.
I would say.
But your the mindset you take into that race, the mindset you take into a performance makes all the difference. Magnum opus, great work. And then taking it a step further, I used to be a reading specialist and a first grade classroom
teacher.
Right.
Oh my gosh, I almost forgot that because you've been doing this for so long.
I know.
Yeah.
So I read the book Charlotte's Web to my first graders. And of course, Charlotte.
I love that story.
And my client that's running the 100K, he said, oh, and you know what? Charlotte's a pretty great coach. And she really is. Yeah. How many times did she have to talk Wilbur off a ledge?
For real.
But she was so loving and compassionate, like be like Charlotte, right? But also in the end of the book, she's languishing and she's, you know, building this egg sack and she says, Wilbur, this is my great work, this is my magnum opus, were her literal words. So if you take a look in our logo of the mountains, you'll see a little spider weaving her web.
I did.
Yeah, and that's just like the constant care, right? You know, your life is constantly in flux and the needs and demands of different aspects of your life are going to be changing. Like that's the only constant is change.
That's correct.
So what do you see those spiders do day in and day out? Rebuilding that freaking web. I mean, but they do it and it's strong and it works. A magnum opus came from that. And then, you know, just having that, you know, I'm building my web. I correct the tendrils as I'm able. I do like a really good metaphor. But yeah, that book is really powerful. And I think sends a great message about just, you know, mindset and friendship and caring for one another. And of course, that legacy that you leave behind.
I think it's beautiful when talking with guests on this podcast and seeing how their previous career lives thread into what they're doing now. And I think that's extremely special.
Thank you.
Your background as a reading specialist and that story about Charlotte's Web has had a direct influence on the name and even the direction and philosophy you have put into practice here.
Yeah, I'll never forget the day I finished reading the chapter where Charlotte died in the book. And sorry, spoiler alert, but if you should have read the book by now. And if you haven't, you definitely need to make sure you read it.
That's right. You missed out.
It's a classic.
Get on
it. But I had a student and she was one of my quieter students. The next morning she came in with this picture of Charlotte in her web and I hung it in my classroom and it stayed there all year long. You just never know how your work is going to affect other people's lives. And that's a big part of the integrative nutrition piece is this ripple effect. When you change your life, when you impose positive, restorative lifestyle changes, other people are watching. Your kids are watching, your spouse is watching, your best friend is watching. And you may be all that's needed in order for them to make a change. And again, that comes back to that community healing piece. You can change the world by, you know, really working to be your best self and feeling great in your body.
I agree with that a lot. One of the things I'm learning too, and done couples therapy as well, is how important that internal work really is. And
it's hard work.
It's hard work. But I would say one of the things that was surprising to me, I mean, it's no surprise if people have following the podcast that I'm a trauma survivor and have CPTSD and learning, you know, overcome victim mindset and all those things. Like, ironically, things that may have happened to you that have been pretty traumatic, you think you can heal from them, or you don't think you can heal from them, or you're afraid to face it because you think it's going to take forever to heal from them. And ironically, it doesn't take as long as maybe the suffering you've been experiencing for quite so long. And then when you're doing that internal work, you turn around and your relationships are healthier. Mm-hmm. Not just with yourself, but with other people that you might have been struggling with. And now because of that internal work, it's all different.
Yeah.
And better.
You get your mind right and yeah. you can roll with the motion of the ocean.
I love that.
So much better. It's smooth sailing as opposed to, you know, being caught in a riptide. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the body absolutely manifests trauma. As a classroom teacher, I attended a lot of trauma informed conferences mm-hmm. and did professional development in that regard, but then also read texts and, you know, my own journey, obviously, you know, post separation.
Mm-hmm. Which is a trauma.
It is absolutely mm-hmm. a trauma and, you know, devastating. And you've got to do that internal work. And that's where movement, I've found so many people are able to do like somatic healing.
That's good stuff.
Through movement. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about the repetitiveness prior to the podcast starting, but research shows a lot of endurance athletes have also endured some kind of trauma and mm-hmm. So the repetitive movement is really great for that healing. It does help to relax the mind, calm the mind, calm the nervous system mm-hmm. down. But even with strength training, just getting into a flow as you complete reps and engaging mm-hmm. your breath, it is almost like a purge of negative energy from the body as you exhale.
Feels good to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just drive out with each exhale all of the negative energy within the body and really channeling the breath to do incredible work. Mm-hmm. So there's so much healing capacity in training. At the same time, it's a two-sided coin, and the other side of that coin is overtraining and overreaching.
Yep. Yes.
And not allowing the body to rest.
Yes, slowing down.
Slowing down is so mm-hmm. hard for someone who has endured trauma or who is a very type A personality, who is very performative and attaches their self-worth to what they have. 100%. I mean, it's so real. And I mean, even as, you know, trying to grow my business and show like, look what you can do with this training. It became a little bit performative. And I was mm-hmm. like, hold the phone, because if I can't give a high five at a local race and be cheerful and happy and engaging with my community, I'm not getting paid to run.
Mm-hmm.
This is supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I need to make sure I'm having, sometimes there does come a time where you have to be clutch mm-hmm. and the fun goes out the door and that drive comes into view. But you've got to have fun. If mm-hmm. it's not enjoyable, you're not going to do it. You're going to be talking poorly to yourself about, mm-hmm. oh gosh, what a failure you are. And just, you know, the things that, that you say to yourself when you're in a down state. And so, yeah, mm-hmm. that's totally huge. Just really being very intentional about creating a systematic, an explicit, intentional training regimen that also makes room for restoration.
I agree with that. And as we were talking about that, I was thinking, I did do some running, not nearly at your level. Let's be clear about that, laughers. But I did do some sprint triathlons and some 5Ks and some 10Ks.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. I even ran one marathon.
So, did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Which, right. Side note, fun story, as I was dating my husband at the time, we've been married 25 years as of this August.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And he's much faster and better at running than I am. He's qualified for the Boston twice, ran it once.
Wow. Well, done.
Thank you. And I was getting into running actually initially to attract his attention.
That is not the first time I've heard that story. Just, but you know what? Positive health changes.
Yeah. And so anyway, the little story is he actually ran that marathon with me. It was the Pittsburgh Marathon.
That's a hilly one.
It is a very hilly one. And the night before, he got matching t-shirts and proposed to me, and the t-shirt said, "We just got engaged."
Best day ever. Crazy. Best race ever.
Right? But as you were talking, I shared that story because I would have frustrations in running and getting better. And he would constantly remind me that I don't need to compare myself to other people. That's right. I just need to compare myself to me and work toward my PR, my personal record.
Yes.
And I think that's really important in terms of what you're talking about, because we can beat ourselves up if we start comparing ourselves with the people around us and how fast they are, how much more fit they are, whatever it is, when we're looking to achieve the next level in fitness. But again, if we would turn attention inward toward ourselves and celebrate, hey, I was 30 seconds faster than the last race I did, or if something went wrong, hey, that's okay. You know?
Yeah.
What do you think about all of that?
I mean, I totally agree. I believe, you can't compare yourself to someone else.
Right.
Genetics, what people have been doing for years prior, any health challenges, what's their work like? Is it stressful? How many hours are they on their feet? Are they sedentary? You know, what about kids? They have kids. There are all these different things. Are you caring for an elderly parent? Mm-hmm. All of these things are going to influence you. Do you sleep well? How's your nutrition?
Do you have a cold today?
Right. Are you sick?
Yeah.
Totally. 100%. Yeah. Always looking within the self, but then also just like, what's your mindset going into the race? Like, you can make it non-performative, non-quantitative. You can say, you know what? I'm going to make sure I give a high five for every mile that I run. And
this kind of thing would work for me.
Yes, absolutely. Because there does come a time where your PRs are in the past.
That's true.
In terms of quantitative.
Right.
Keeping it open-minded that your goals around your movement practice are there to serve you. And if those goals are no longer serving you, it's time to take a bird's eye view and reshape those goals in a way that adds vitality to your life.
And joy.
Yeah, not just to enjoy. Yes, you want to challenge yourself, but what's the purpose of all this? Right? It's to feel good and do good.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can't do good if you're beating yourself up because you're getting older. You know, which I mean is something I'm paying attention to now because I've been running consistently for 11 years. Mm-hmm. Postpartum, there's going to come a point where my PRs are behind me, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know when that's going to be, but you know what? I can lead by example, and I can show people how to have fun out here.
Mm-hmm.
And new competition. Who's having the most fun on the race course? If there's an award for that, it's going to be me. I just feel really passionate about that. Ah,
that's great.
Right? Because movement is a celebration at the end of the day. It's a celebration of what your body can do in relation to all of the challenges it faces.
I agree with that.
And you're mine too. Yeah.
I love that. And you have different coaching packages and programs. Can you talk to us a little bit about those and how they can help people?
Yeah. So I provide, my primary thing that people will come to me for is the run coaching piece. Mm-hmm. So I have in-season coaching and premium coaching, ultimate coaching, and elite level coaching packages. And so basically with each of those, the amount of time with me increases. So for the in-season coaching, everyone gets a 30-minute session with me a month to either come in here. We evaluate running form. We look at your movement patterns, see how you move. Are there areas of growth there? We talk about nutrition, endurance nutrition, race prep, anything under the sun that you want to talk about. Now, I'm not a licensed therapist, but people sometimes will come and unload about like the amount of stress in their life. And you better believe that's going to influence your training program and its efficacy. And so we have to adjust. Mm-hmm. So all of the programs are adjustable. So I'm listening, I'm getting feedback. The program is delivered on an adaptable training calendar app, and it's wonderful. It truly is. So all of your pacing recommendations are provided on there, training notes from me, how far to go. Yeah, all great, great, great stuff. But then the premium, you get two personal training sessions with me a month, and then you get personalized strength training programs built out into your calendar. For my in-season coaching, those athletes receive, they receive strength training in accordance to like what phase of training they are in or what they're reporting with me. But the premium will actually get the, okay, I'm going to give you some specific feedback on your form. We're going to go through the whole training workout together, make sure you know what to do so that you can influence on your own. You can carry it out on your own with really great success. Same with the ultimate. It's just, you know, you're seeing me once a week for a personal training session. And then the elite is twice weekly, as well as access to the recovery room that I have here in the office with the sauna, the red light, and the compression boots. So all of those, of course, you would begin with an initial consultation with me, and I would make a recommendation. And based on your budget and what you have time to do in terms of meeting with me, those would all be factored into the decision that we make. Generally, I require a 3-month or 6-month commitment. As most people are aware, it takes time to see progress with my run coaching clients. I've had clients drop 5 minutes off a 5K time in 1 month. But that comes from a place of like significant adherence. And I would say it happens for a lot of my clients, but when you're training for a bigger goal, a longer race, it takes more time to train and prepare. A 5K doesn't take as much time to prepare for as would a marathon or an ultra.
That is correct, Laffers.
So make sure you give yourself plenty of time. That way, if things don't go according to plan, you can adjust without wondering whether or not you're going to even get to start the race.
That's true.
So that's the run coaching piece. The strength training piece, I have three packages for that. Well, technically four if you include the elite plan that I already mentioned. There's the Miss Independent program where you or Mr. or whatever. So we have that program, and it's twice a month that we would meet for a personal training session and then a built out personal training schedule to go with that, again, with an app that's very explicit and systematic, ongoing feedback and communication. Steady gains once a week or four times a month about. Again, you get a calendar. It's ongoing communication. Access to the recovery room once a week. Big gains. For that one, it's twice a week, access to the calendar, access to the recovery room, and then ongoing communication and flexibility. So it just all depends on, you know, how much do you want to outsource? A lot of people who are on the big gains, those are their two big workouts for the week.
What do you mean by big gains?
So if you're with me for 50 minutes twice a week, then you're going to have a very systematic and automatic feedback coaching program.
Okay.
It's going to be comprehensive in nature. Those two big workouts are going to produce a lot more training stimulus and impact in your overall results than a one-time or twice monthly program. The twice monthly program is truly for people who are very independent, just need a little bit of guidance in the check-in piece, and then can carry out on their own. For those, I'll also take into account, like, what equipment are you going to have access to? Are you going to a gym? Are you working out of a home basement? What do you have in your house? You know, all of those things are factored into the program that I would provide. All of my programming is individualized. So there's no like, okay, well, we're going to do week one of this program I've built. No, all the programs are custom.
Very tailored.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And you do offer some virtual training too. So how does that work out for, does it work out for personal training that you can do virtual and or the running programs?
Yes.
And so, I mean, we do have our Laffers that's what we call our listeners, are all over the world. Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yeah. So how would you work with somebody, let's say across the country or across the globe, if they were interested in working with you?
Sure. I mean, I've worked with people abroad and across the country, in Alabama, all over. So we would meet virtually, and generally it's very helpful to get on a video call. So I'll offer a Zoom to do corrective movement assessments. And if they can gather footage of them running, I can get some good insight into how they're loading their body and how they're moving their body at a run. So yeah, we'll do everything through video. And then of course, all of the programming beyond what happens in this room or on those calls is virtual anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, don't let that deter you from reaching out. Absolutely not. I can see a lot on video. We may, you know, I'm going to give you some cues like, okay, I need you to turn away from the camera, back up a little bit more so I can see your whole body, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we can get through it together. So,
and they would still have access to the calendar, which means, if I'm hearing you right, you're coming up with a customized program for them with specific workouts.
Mm-hmm.
And so the calendar that they're getting is that customized plan for them of what they need to do and when they need to do it and how much of it they need to do.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
And they can mark how hard it was for them or how easy. They can mark the weight that they used. They can message, they can track calories and other metrics if they have specific goals. So there's so many different pieces that come with the app for strength training.
It's an app.
Yes, it's an app. I have an account. I pay for the platform.
Okay.
You get access to the app as part of your membership.
Oh, can we reveal what the app is, or is that part of signing up with you?
Well, yeah, I'll probably try to keep that because I'm always looking to see, is there something better out there than what I currently have? But
sure,
please trust that when I invest in an app, it's something that I believe will meet the needs of
your
my
clients.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And you mentioned the holistic approach. Mm-hmm. And earlier when we were talking, you mentioned integrative nutrition.
Yes.
What does that mean? And can you tell us more about that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, integrative means connected. Everything is connected to itself. And I do believe, like just in the body, if you have pain in one place, it's affecting all systems in the body. First of all, it's going to affect your brain because you're experiencing pain and it's really hard to focus when you have pain.
Yeah, absolutely is. Yeah.
So integrative just is kind of a very popular term when you're thinking about holistic care. So thinking about home cooking, home environment, your career, your spirituality, your sexuality, your friendships. So that would be considered primary food in the integrative nutrition world. The Institute for Integrative Nutrition calls that primary food. So it's everything in your life that you consume that is not technically food.
Okay.
Okay.
We are learning something today.
Yeah. So that's And so the idea is, and not to be like Lion King or anything, but you think about your circle of life.
Yeah.
Right? And each of those pieces of primary food gets us an equal part of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
So an exercise that I'll do, and you can actually Google this. It's the Institute for Integrative Nutrition Circle of Life, and you can print out the paper and you can do the exercise. But basically, you'll put a little dot. The more fulfilled you feel in a specific area of your life, the further to the circumference of the circle you place your dot. And the less fulfilled, the closer to the center of the circle you're going to put your dot in all of these categories. And then you connect the dots. Okay. And it's just a visual representation of the areas in your life that need more nourishment, more attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, it doesn't matter how much green juice you drink, how many superfoods you consume. If your circle of life is seriously in a deficit in one of those categories, it's not going to matter.
Mm.
You're still not going to have wellness.
Got it. Yeah.
So then, of course, your secondary nutrition is actual food. Okay. So you've got your primary and your secondary food and integrative nutrition. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's bio-individual. So
bio-individual?
Yes.
That's a term that's new to me. What does that mean?
So we talk about bio-individuality mm-hmm. in integrative nutrition because what works for someone else could be poison for someone
else. That's actually true, yeah.
So, you know, I'm not vegan. I love red meat.
I'm with you.
Some people don't like no, the red meat.
Or they can't have it. Or, I know somebody that can't have pork. And
yeah. Maybe yeah. have alpha-gal or something like that because mm-hmm. that's mammalian meat. But yeah, I mean, but vegan works for some people.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I tried to do that, I would get sick. I would have nutrient deficits. I would feel bad in my body. Mm-hmm. And so it's a lot of it is learning how to attune to, okay, I feel sluggish and ugh, or I feel amazing today. It's not a coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is connected. So paying attention to the different stimuli and the different things that we consume, either through primary food or secondary food, it's going to be bio-individual because everyone is affected differently by these different things.
Mm-hmm.
Our constitution and our composition, if you want to be more Ayurvedic with it, you know, I am a very fiery person. Like I just love, yeah. I have a lot of energy. Yeah. Sometimes I'm really tired, but I'm still energetic. I don't know. But then some people are like very calm.
Yeah. And that's their way of being and it works for them. Yeah.
But certain behaviors can make me a negative expression of that fiery, passionate, whatever.
Right.
And then certain things can make that person who's very calm, you know, even sluggish or lethargic.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it all comes down to, okay, how are you responding to stimuli, changes in stimuli,
mm-hmm.
And the things that you bring into your environment. So that's the big impetus between the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and that health coaching certification is, you know, it's very broad.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you were saying before, it's like simplifying life
yeah.
is huge. And the easiest way you can do that is to say, is this serving me?
Or yes not or no? serving me.
Right.
Slowing down.
I mean, paying the bills doesn't serve me, but and I guess it does. You know, so
you need to do what it takes exactly. to take care of those.
So being really intentional yeah. with that question.
Right.
Like, we can't just cancel bills.
just not feel like paying them. Paying them anymore, like the movie yeah. Office Space. That's a hilarious
yeah. yes. scene.
I don't know why I'm not going to pay my bills anymore. Why? Because I don't want to.
exactly.
And it's I think we all feel that way.
Tough
but,
conversations.
Right.
Yeah. Right? If you don't handle those tough conversations.
But we need to, yes.
You internalize them and you bottle them and understand that that manifests in the body.
Yes.
One way or another, it's going to bubble out. So...
Yeah.
You got to deal with your stuff.
Yeah. And face it.
So
it's yeah. good stuff though.
Yeah.
I'm learning that yeah, when things are not going the way you wanted to or expected or you didn't get the outcome that you wanted, right. it's really all there to serve you because if you reframe it, what can I learn from this
right.
experience? Yep. That's a game changer, yes. Laughers.
What?
The reframing.
Yeah. Instead of saying, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
What am I learning from this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And when you actually give yourself that self-compassion, you can look back at some of those stressful times because believe it or not, things that do tend to work out.
Yeah.
All the time.
They do.
Not right when you want them to, but they will.
And the yeah. more that you see that.
Yeah.
And recognize that and can be kind of aware and reflection. You know, reflection is a huge part of my coaching business with all of my clients. Like, hey, like, so how did this week go for you?
Yeah.
You know, what went well?
What didn't? How do you feel about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. You know, is your communication with me good? Do you feel like you need more from me? You know, just really being, keeping that line of communication open is huge. And then in time, you start to realize like, oh, well, it didn't go the way I wanted it to, but I'm still making progress.
Yeah.
It's a nonlinear journey. You pray. I know you said no mountains, but if you think about...
No hiking.
No hiking.
This is podcast about all things non-hiking.
This is a run to the top of the mountain, so there's no hiking. So you pray if you're running to the top of a mountain that it's not just straight up.
Right. Oh, I pray about that all the time.
Pray.
Run up hills.
Yeah. You better be hoping for
like
some switchbacks.
Yeah.
Some rollers. But if you think about the image of what that looks like, it's like this.
Yeah.
When you look at an elevation profile.
Yeah.
And that is a lot like our journey.
Mm-hmm.
If we go straight from here to here, just know that that's not sustainable. It's going to be a really, really tough climb.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be easy to be like, I'm not where I want to be yet. I should be here already. Understanding that that journey, like with that kind of mindset, is mm-hmm. not lending itself to positive self-talk, is not lending itself to sustainable health and vitality. Embrace that journey. Pray for some, like, be thankful for those rollers. Those rollers you're manifesting, you're getting ready to spring forward. And I think if you can do that, then you're going to have a much more positive experience on your climb to whatever summit it is that you're visualizing.
Yeah, staying in the present with what's happening right now is huge too. And it helps you appreciate all of that more. And it will calm your nervous system down to kind of really take a look at the, if it's a challenge, the learning opportunities that are right there before you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of my personal training clients in particular, you know, we oftentimes will stop and pause and reflect on how far they've come.
That's good.
So turning around and looking back down and seeing how far you've already come.
Yeah.
So, because I know, like, for me, a lot of people will want to come in because they want to lose weight. And, you know, weight is but one measure of vitality. And mm-hmm. it's certainly not the one that gives the biggest picture of how you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the one that makes people, you know,
motivates them to get, to get in the door.
Right? Yeah. And they'll be frustrated because weight changes slowly. It should anyway.
Yeah.
If it's going to be sustainable.
Yeah.
We start looking for wins. Like, oh my gosh, you're moving so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you first came in here, you could hardly walk.
Yeah.
You know, and now look at you. Look at you, you know, do this bent over row. Like you are engaged, you are breathing, you've got this look of intention on your face. And when you walk out, you're not just like walking out, you're walking out like with power, like in your step. I've had people come in and say, you know what? I can cross my legs.
And they weren't able to either. Maybe that's flexibility and or weight loss or both.
Both. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. And it's like, well, if you were only going by the scale, would you be able to celebrate that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So that's a big part too, is like, okay, just remember that the scale is telling you what your gravitational resistance is from the earth. It is quantitative. Think about quality. How is your quality of life improving with each movement, with each day that you show up?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the power is.
I agree with that. And then I shouldn't say that, but when you are achieving a higher level of fitness, you can experience some injuries along the way.
Yes.
So how do you deal and treat with those? Mm-hmm. And you talk about this recovery services that you have. Can you walk us through how you handle that and what kind of modalities you have here, more specifically, that will help them through that?
Sure. I mean, number one thing with injury is working to prevent and reduce.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the systematic, explicit, and progressive training plan comes into place. Mm-hmm. If I hear you talking about you're not sleeping well, your nutrition isn't very good, you're tired all the time, that's a sign that you might have low energy availability or red S, relative energy deficiency in sport.
Mm-hmm.
And those are alarm bells. Those are serious red flags.
Flags. We are doing, what is this earlier? We talked about the perfection imperfection. Oh, yes. We just did that right there.
Oh, yes. All the time. I own my imperfection. I make mistakes.
We all do.
And I try to learn from them.
Yes.
That's all we can do.
That's it.
But so self-correcting, right? So mm-hmm. adjusting the sails, maybe taking a few rest days or something like that, dialing back on intensity. So my adjustment of their training volume, their training load, the intensity piece is huge. But also it's my job to look and try to prevent that from happening by giving them some feedback. Hey, this run is too fast. You're running all your runs too fast. Mm. If you don't respect the science behind this training pace, your body's going to make you respect it.
With an injury, possibly.
Exactly. But when the injuries do occur, you know, again, that's why I have the corrective movement assessment. If we can get ahead of some of these problems, because, you know, I've already determined you've got some mobility issues and they're making you load incorrectly, or it's just a big strain because of how you load, then I can put those corrective exercises into the training program and we can get ahead of the problem. Mm. That being said, I am not certified to diagnose or treat any condition. I am a personal trainer and a running coach and health coach. So I'm not a doctor, but I work inside a chiropractic office. I work inside Nieder Chiropractic. I work with the two chiropractors here. We work together to make sure any contraindications for their patient, my client, are known. And, you know, we work together to make sure that there's no mismatch in information being given. Yeah. But I also have some people in the community that I will refer to if I've done all that I can to support the client. If a client is injured, I would strongly recommend, and they're unable to run, it's okay. What can we do to cross train? Cross training is anything that is specific to your primary activity. So for running, that would be rowing, biking, swimming, elliptical, all of those things. So if you're physically unable to do those things for one reason or another, then I would say come get in the sauna.
A sauna sounds good.
Yes, it's great for the heart. It's great for the cardiovascular system. 30 minutes in a sauna is like 30 minutes of physical exercise. So if you have someone that is unable to get their heart rate up, that's a great way to do it. You know, beyond just the heart benefits, it's helpful for developing insulin sensitivity. We want to be sensitive to insulin. It's great for hormone balance, detoxification. So many health benefits, healing, pain reduction as well. So especially when it comes from an infrared sauna, which is what I have. So dry sauna, you're going to get a good sweat. You're going to get your heart rate up. But the infrared piece is really going to be the game changer for the cellular impact, like the impact at a cellular level. So
I love that.
Yeah.
You have some community building that you do. I noticed that was fun to look at your website and see some of these events coming up. There is a hiking one. We're not going to. And we are not going to talk about that one on this podcast, but you can look it up on her website, themagnumopuscoaching.com. But I would like to talk about some of those other events that you have. I think regularly there's a Wednesday and a Saturday running group.
Yeah.
Let's talk about those two. And then you have these other two events that I'd like to.
Of course. So we are a sponsor of the Harrisonburg Half Marathon and we are a sponsor of the Run the Runway 5K. And so for both of those events, we offer a free training guide. And then we offer Wednesday workouts for those programs. Mm-hmm. Those workouts take place at the very, very tippy top of Westover Park. And we run the Harrisonburg Half Course. We have a novice and intermediate plan that we provide and carry out those workouts and they're completely free. So even if you're not participating in those races, you are more than welcome to come to those events. all are welcome, especially when it comes to movement. I want to lower the amount of barriers it takes to get out and move, because I know for some that can be very intimidating, and always, you know, just reducing the cost prohibition piece as well. On Saturdays, we have a group run that leaves from the office here at 7 a.m. We have a 5K route. Beyond that, we have 5, 10K, 18-mile, 12-mile, 15-mile routes that occur from here, and it's open to everyone. It's so much fun to run with friends. It's so much fun to run with others. The miles fly by, but typically we run through the Arboretum and JMU, and then we go downtown and we tour, we run past the farmer's market and it smells so good. And then we keep running even though we're hungry. And we'll hit the parks. It all just depends on how far you want to go. You can do whatever route you want, but the idea is just show up, you know, just come. And if you want to run, walk, that's fine. If you want to walk the 5K route, it's a lovely route. You walk around Newman Lake and then you come back.
I can do that. I'm into walking lately.
Yes. Yeah. Hot girl walks all the way. Yes. Can we have a cool girl walk? Because it's hot right now.
Yeah, we can have that.
Yeah. Get our pumpkin spice lattes.
I love pumpkin spice lattes. I'm about that and walking at the same time.
And put your shacket on and we'll just.
Shacket?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the flannel. It's like the flannel heavy button down shirts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that's what they were called.
I got mine off Amazon last year. I feel like I've arrived. It's the small things in life. But yes, so after the Harrisonburg half is over, which I believe is October 5th, we are going to move the location of that Saturday long run to Black Sheep Coffee downtown. They will have the bathrooms open to us, which is a huge win if you're a runner. If you know, you know. But yeah, so we'll have access to the bathrooms, and then, you know, just that invitation to sit and connect following the run, because we have people, you know, who run at the front of the pack who only see the people at the back of the pack at the beginning of the run. Mm-hmm. And that's...
That would be me.
Well, and I really do like to foster connection between everyone.
Yeah.
We have an XL Rocktown running team. So XL Rocktown Running is the local Facebook group. Anyone can join from anywhere, though.
That was another one of the things I want to talk about. Yeah.
So it's free to be a part of that running community. But we have a running team, and it is, yes, we're competitive, but we're competitive with ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we have all paces represented on that team. We have all genders represented. So it's just, yeah, that's an idea of people that are kind of, again, picking up the banner of feel good, do good, and helping create a welcoming space. This is a friendly city, so, you know, I take that very seriously. And so people who want to be a part of XL Rocktown Running, our team, you know, that's a part of our you know, requirements is, you know, how are you going to be inserting yourself into the community and helping to support the community? So I do feel like we have a wonderful group of people. We don't have any drama at our group runs. It's so nice. Everyone's so nice. It just feels great. So please come out. Don't be afraid. I understand being afraid.
Yeah.
When I went to Alabama for spring break this past year, I went to a group run and I didn't know anybody. And it was so good to get back into prospective new attendees' shoes a little bit, mm-hmm. and remember what it feels like to not know anyone. You know, it just reminded me, okay, I need to make sure I'm being super welcoming. All of our people need to be super welcoming, because it's such a big step. It takes so much courage to be willing to, you know, show up when you know no one. So
that's true. And again, we have, you know, laughers that listen from outside of our community and around the world. And I noticed that you have this trick or treat, move your feet. And it sounds like it's more of a personal accountability. So I would think that's something that could be opened up worldwide.
100%.
So let's talk about that. So we talked about local community.
Yeah.
But how can other people get involved in your community with that? That's looked like totally. One way you
yes.
could.
Yeah. So we do have the September Mileage Challenge.
And that too. Right.
September 1st. And so, yes, for that one, it's open to anyone from anywhere. It just tends to be that my greatest reach is in the local community. And in time, I would love to reach, you know, people beyond the community and slowly but surely that's happening. But the idea is, yes, there will be top mileage participants, and that's inclusive of running, biking, walking, rowing, swimming, elliptical. I think I did it. All miles. All the miles count.
All the miles.
Mowing your lawn, walking through the grocery store, vacuuming your house, sadly do not count. I'm sorry. But so that challenge is beginning, but we're also doing raffles as well of the same prizes that the top participants get. Because of course, if you're just getting started, what's the point in signing up for a mileage challenge if you know you're not going to have the greatest mileage? Mm-hmm. Together we rise. So that one's going to have 30 days of motivational posts for you to log your total miles for the day. So now you asked about trick or treat, move your feet.
That looked really fun.
I'm working on this one right now. So we've got the treats, 31 days of treats.
Okay.
Things that you can do that you'll receive in advance. Uh-huh. Okay. And the idea is that you post what you're doing on each day. And you can choose the order, but you've got to mark them all off.
Mm-hmm.
So 31 days. The trick is what's posted daily.
Okay.
So, if you've already done a treat, then you could potentially, you could do it again and mark off a previous exercise maybe, or activity that you don't
want to do. Is that what a treat is? Is an activity?
Yes. It's some kind of activity. It's not always movement related. So for example, last January we did bingo. And, so with that one, there was eat 5 servings of vegetables in a day, or take a rest day, or log 8 hours of sleep, mm-hmm. So not just moving, but also making sure that you're nourishing your body, you're restoring your body. Okay. So the trick or treat is going to be very similar in that regard. And then there are going to be prizes, and then participation, swag as well. So that's coming Ooh. Up October 1st. Yes.
Some people would not think eating 5 servings of vegetables in a day is a treat.
Well, but you might feel better later. And that is the reward.
I like that little accent you did. Oh yeah, there.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm weird sometimes.
We're all weird.
I used to teach kids, so you have to keep it weird sometimes.
You do. That should be a shirt. Keep it weird.
Keep it weird, man.
Watch somebody take off with that. Good for you.
Oh, I know. I've taken notes.
And you're welcome.
Yes. In November to January of this year, we're going to do a 1 million step challenge.
Whoa.
So of course you can do that from anywhere. But yeah. If you think about it, what's 1 million steps in 3 months? Approximately 333,000 per month, which is around 30,000 a day.
30,000 steps a day?
But if you're running longer, if you're going to be out and about, you may log more than that. So it's kind of like, what's your average? What's your average hitting?
Most people are trying to hit 10,000, which seems pretty.
Yes.
That's like the basic.
Yeah. Well, some people aren't hitting that. But the challenge, of course, with the winter months is people start moving less.
Mm-hmm.
Less daylight, more tired, it's cold.
I know. That's why I got a Peloton.
And it doesn't. I'm a fan. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. The bike.
No steps there.
Yeah.
So you might not want to use that for the challenge. But, just the idea here of, again, just moving your body and taking care of your body. It doesn't matter how fast or how slow you go, you're still getting the steps in.
Yeah, that's true.
So, those challenges are kind of one of the ways I want to reach more people locally and beyond in an accessible, affordable way. Because I do understand that coaching is an investment that not everyone can afford, mm-hmm. and I cannot afford to discount it. Mm-hmm. So I have, that's really important to me is like, okay, how can I make this multiple entry levels? Mm-hmm. Because I do believe we need to support each other no matter socioeconomic status. I do feel responsible in that way to do my part. And this is the way that I can do that with the free group runs.
A way they can participate no matter where they live exactly. with the trick or treat.
Exactly.
Yeah. Program.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we also do sell training programs that are kind of, they are one size fits most. Mm-hmm. And if you find yourself, wanting to return to running, but you don't know how to do it, mm-hmm. you should totally do our return to run program.
Oh, totally.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And you don't need a coach to do that. And it's very affordable, but again, it's going to, in the training program app that I have, mm-hmm. it tells you exactly what to do and how fast to do it, when to take your walk breaks. It synchronizes with Apple Watch. Mm. So it will actually push the workout to your watch and tell you when to walk and tell you when to run. Like all of our programs have that capacity to push to an Apple Watch or a Garmin or a Coros or, there are a bunch of different apps that it can, or watches that it can sync to. But the idea there is, try out a program. And if you like that and want something more custom, reach out, let's see what we can do.
That sounds good. And before we, I have one more question before we ask how people can get in touch with you and keep up with you. We have a few things here on the table that you use to work with your clients. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you can just give us a little overview of what you have here that you use as tools to help people go to the next level.
Sure. That sounds good. So I would definitely say Element has been a major game changer for my community. So Element is a zero sugar sweetened with stevia electrolyte drink. So the ratios are scientifically researched of sodium, potassium, and magnesium. Those are the ones that we will lose through sweating mm-hmm. and through urination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So sodium being the one that we lose the most of. The crazy thing about sodium is we can lose, the range is 200 to 2,000 milligrams an hour when we are exercising or exerting our bodies.
I didn't realize that was that much.
It's a huge range, mm-hmm. okay? So if you were to do half of one of these packets, I can just kind of show you what one of a packet looks like. So this is a box of 30. But anyway, so this is Element, and it just is in a little packet like this. If you do about half of this to start, that's 500 milligrams. So if you are on the lower end of that range and you're running for 2 hours, then you would be hitting the lower end of that range by replacing
So your you're
salt.
Like ripping the packet open.
Yeah,
and
just dumping it in your whatever training or whatever like
liquid
water
clean.
Receptacle you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people will do liquid IV. The challenge is there are a lot of added ingredients in there. And it's not...
IV, I think that's something I stick in my arm. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. Liquid IV is like another powder. They sell it at
Costco.
Okay,
so it looks like that. It comes packaged like that.
But
okay.
It's not... It doesn't have the same ingredients and it doesn't have this amount of sodium in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're complaining of headaches a lot, if you have afternoon fatigue, if you're waking up fatigued, you need to be using this.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. It's great for training purposes, but it's also great for overall health. I have health coaching clients that, they got to get their fix. I get stickers sent to me and it's called Salt Diller. So, you got that white powder in the parking lot. it's kind of funny.
Salt Dealer. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have several different flavors, watermelon, grapefruit, raspberry, orange, citrus, and mango chili, which is a little spicy.
That's different.
And then chocolate and chocolate caramel for hot beverages, because did you know when you drink coffee, it is a diuretic. Not only that, it does further cause increased excretion of sodium. Mm-hmm. So if you can go ahead and replenish your salt while you're drinking your coffee, you're preventing yourself from getting into a place of hyponatremia, which is that low sodium. That's what causes dizziness and disorientation
and
vertigo and headaches and fatigue. Swelling. If you've got finger swelling, you feel your rings getting really tight, it's a sign that you're probably hyponatremic. Pay attention to your body and those very subtle cues that you're not quite right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you're drinking lots of water a day, just know you might be flushing out your sodium and it does need to be replenished. And I sell those at a discounted rate here in the office. So you can reach out and we'll talk about how you can get in touch with me shortly.
Yeah.
These are brand spanking new. It says you're holding first edition can of Element.
Can I try it?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I'm excited. Tell me about this. What is this about?
This is 1,000 milligrams of salt. This is the citrus flavor. It tastes like chips. Boop.
That is, I can see all that.
It's very
from
salty.
When I was training more for running, I could see this would be a treat for sure.
Yeah, put it on ice after your long run or after your big workout or if you're going to the beach.
It's good.
Especially for I don't drink. So if you're going to an event where you're allowed to bring your own beverages and you want to have like a canned mocktail, this is great. Great for the beach.
I can see that. Really hot weather. Maybe you just mowed the lawn.
Yes.
And it's July and you're dying.
Yes, and you just want to pound some fluid, ice cold. This is so great. This is so, so great for you.
It really is tasty. I'm not going to lie. Especially if you were in that condition.
Doesn't it taste like Sprite? Mm. And if you like Sprite, just know this doesn't have
any
sugar
in it. It's like a salty Sprite. Like you said, you were accurate on that.
Yeah, it's my favorite. This is my favorite flavor, but we have black cherry lime, watermelon, and grapefruit, and the citrus salt. Almost spilled it. Oh my God. It's like liquid gold. But yeah, we'll have them after group runs and things like that as well. And so those, I did reach out to the company after seeing a study about BPA liners and cans potentially disintegrating. And, you know, we're already consuming plenty of microplastics.
I know.
And so I was like, listen, I'm not buying any more of this stuff if this has BPA in it. And they were like, actually, we pay more for our cans than anyone else on the market does
because of
that. We take quality assurance very seriously, so you don't need to worry about that. So please know that while more expensive than your sparkling can, please, just like a sparkling can of flavored water, you know, you're getting the electrolytes, but you're also getting the assurance that you're not getting additional microplastics from that. In the same vein, this is really going to be more for my females. This is the brand Salt. So I have partnered with them. It's a menstrual disc, but they have cups and underwear. It's also great for women who are no longer menstruating and maybe have incontinence, but they have underwear that absorbs liquid.
Is that an underwear?
So this technically is a disc.
Okay.
So it's for menstruation, but unfortunately, about a month and a half ago, studies came out that revealed all tampons on the market, even the organic ones, have heavy metals and toxins in them.
Wow.
Every last one. Okay. Deeply upsetting. Deeply upsetting. You know, inserting a tampon into one of the most absorptive places in your body, not okay. So certified non-toxic B Corp company here. They also have certified non-toxic underwear. If you purchase Thinks, you need to throw it away. There was just a class action lawsuit settled because they have PFAS in them. So it's really important. So just in the quality assurance, I'm checking to make sure what I recommend for my people is helping them feel good, do good.
Yeah.
If we can limit the amount of toxins in our already very toxic world, you know, we can do what we can to feel better and be healthier in the long term. So I do feel really passionate about this. I'll provide a link so that you can check out their site. They do have teenager underwear as well, which is really nice. Just thinking about, you know, because I have two daughters who are 11 and 12. And so I'm just thinking about, you know, protecting them and keeping them healthy as well as we move forward. Need to be taking care of our body. So I do take that seriously.
We'll put that link in the show notes for you.
Absolutely.
So you can check it out as you wish.
Yeah. And then these are just a couple of the books. There's some great mindset books. You know,
that's so key.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just so much with health and wellness that I talk about it being like an onion. You're peeling back one layer at a time. The more that you talk, the more that I learn, and the more individualized your path forward is going to be, like with action steps and things like that. I didn't know if you wanted to try a power card. Well,
we're going to try a card.
Okay.
I don't know what do these cards do.
Well, we'll find out, right?
Okay. I'm going to pick this orange one. It looks great.
Okay.
It says, oh, I like that. I accept my uniqueness.
And then flip it over.
Oh, there's another on the side. Okay. There is no competition and no comparison, for we are all different and meant to be that way. I am special and wonderful. I love myself.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's a summary of what I've been really working on. Aww. So that's beautifully picked.
Yeah. And that's a little bit synchronicity right there.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's wonderful. And it's so true. You know, we are all on our
own. I like the eyes. I'm going to show you guys. It's got three eyes. I don't know if you can see that.
And I'm not affiliated with this company in any way, but it's a Louise Hay Power Thought card deck. But you can look online and find some Power Thought cards.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The mind is connected to the body and vice versa. So,
and soul, mind, body, soul. It's absolutely all connected.
Yeah, but finding some, even a simple lift like this, if maybe you can't do health coaching, just some positive affirmation to start or end your day. When you find yourself feeling low, draw a card, love and accept yourself.
Yeah, you get what you emphasize. I think I've shared this story before. If this is your first podcast, my son ended up in the NFL, but before that, he was recruited while he was playing high school football here at Harrisonburg High School, all over the country, scholarships all over the country. And one of the coaching visits, I'll not forget, this will be fun for Virginia residents, but it was with Frank Beamer at Virginia Tech.
Oh, wow.
And I had asked all the head coaches, you know, what do you feel sets your program apart from the rest? And I will never forget his answer. His answer is the first thing he said was, you get what you emphasize. And I was, that has stuck with me. And that was some 10 years ago. It still sticks with me. And I think about that in terms of your mindset.
Right.
As you're talking about mindset coaching and these cards, it's, if we're going to focus on the negative, then that's what we're emphasizing. You kind of get more of that.
Right.
But if you focus on the positive and you emphasize that, then you get more of that. You truly do get more of what you emphasize.
Yep.
I thought that was really sage advice.
I think that's a really positive response.
Phenomenal. He didn't end up playing there. He ended up at North Carolina, but
doesn't mean he can't leave his mark, right? That's his legacy.
Yeah. So. And still, we all, the whole family just talks about how impactful that advice was. It really carries over.
It does.
Yeah. A nice note to end on, I think. Thank you so much for sharing the time. But before we head out with that, I think it's important to share with the laughers how they can follow Magnum Opus Coaching on social media or otherwise to get more information and connect with you.
Yes. So we are on Instagram and Facebook. I created a TikTok account, but I'm not touching it. I just can't.
That's too ma for me. I look at some, but I'm just trying to keep up with Facebook and Instagram, right? And it's YouTube plenty. Now. So
I know. And we do have a YouTube channel, but that's more for delivery of, the videos for training and whatnot. So they would not be viewable to the public.
Right.
There are a couple things there though, but Magnum Opus Coaching on Instagram and Facebook, that's our handle. So that's how you can find us. And then of course our website, www.magnumopuscoaching.com. So come find me, join my newsletter. If you're interested, I'll provide a coaching, a notes from Coach Nell every Monday. And then, you know, all the things that are up and coming, in terms of, you know, what we're doing, as well in that newsletter.
I think that's great. We will be sure to put that information for you laughers in the show notes as well. So if you're working out or driving, You can, when you're still, you can grab all that information, the links that she shared during the podcast. She'll send them to me so we can make sure that we put those in the show notes for you as well. And thank you so much for joining us today, Nell, and sharing with us all things Magnum Opus Coaching. This has been very informational, fun, and educational. I really appreciate our time today. It's truly a pleasure. So thank you so much.
This has been so great. Thank you so much for having me.
You better believe it. It was great. And laughers, to get more information again about what they have to offer, you want to visit their website at magnumopuscoaching.com. That's magnumopuscoaching.com. Also, laughers, thank you so much for tuning in today. Your support means the world. I'm a comedian first. This technology is, I just know how to push all the right buttons to make it happen. But you continuing to watch and help this podcast grow gives me the motivation to keep learning more about it so we can bring this incredible content to you to help you learn more about the Shenandoah Valley and get more out of your experience, whether you live here or visit here. So be sure to give this podcast a like, subscribe, share, tell a friend. We're available wherever you listen to podcasts and now on YouTube. And we're getting our act together on that this week too. We've organized it more, so be sure to subscribe to the Funny Womax YouTube channel and you'll see some clips of stand-up. You'll see this podcast and we're some fun archives, so have fun with that and look forward to more. Also, there is a discount, as you noticed during this podcast, for Pre-Popsterous Gourmet Popcorn. Absolutely delicious. I can't recommend it enough. So take advantage of that promo code LAUGH15 to save 15% and visit their website at prepopsterous.com. That's prepopsterous.com today and grab that popcorn. So on next week's episode, you can munch on it and enjoy the content that we have to offer you. So thanks again for that. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by the Funny Womax and Friends. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to a FWAF show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to thefunnywomax.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.